From the recording to the broadcast studio, the latest from the local music industry. It's Soundcheck on OFM.
Zena, thanks so much for joining me this evening on the show. It's an exciting time. We're halfway through 2021. You've been really using the last few months to create some really awesome music. You recently dropped the track Good. Tell us a bit more about the song.
First of all, hey, Ronaldo, and thank you for having me on your show. Good is an incredible journey, I think, because when writing the song, I wrote it last year in November. My broken by this guy, and I just felt like, for me, things just weren't coming together. So I wrote about being by myself and trying to figure out who I am, what I want, and what I deserve. So funny, because I actually did not like Good before. I didn't think it was a great song, but I was like, yeah, it could be better. And now it is, which is amazing. So yeah, that's the thing.
I think it's a very catchy song. It's actually contagious. It's quite upbeat and it's really feel good. Is that important for you when it comes to creating music, or where would you place the music that you're currently creating genre-wise?
So I'm definitely a pop artist. I'm heavily influenced by pop, all the way back to Aretha Franklin, Whitney Houston, Anita Baker, up until now, your Ariana Grandes, your Normanis. I'm heavily influenced by pop, also just because I think pop is always is universal. It goes on forever, and pop can be anything that you want it to be. But when it comes to writing my music, it's so funny because most of my songs, if you go back to my previous tracks before Good, are all catchy. And I don't know what it is about me and my melodies. I just come up with a melody that is singable, that everyone can enjoy, that feels fun. But definitely when I'm like obviously writing my music and stuff, whatever comes to my heart, whatever notes make sense for that particular word, that's what goes into it, I guess. So yeah.
I just love the fact that it actually like makes you feel good when you listen to it. The same happens when you do a thorough Instagram stalk of your profiles online. How does your approach in life influence your music or your lived experiences, and how does that bleed into your work as a musician?
So I think, to be honest, my personality drives everything that I do, and I always tell people that music is the air that I breathe. Without music, I cease to exist, because it is everything that I understand, it's everything that I know, it helped me get through things, and I think my journey has just spoken to that. And being in this place right now, like everything I do is from my heart. I would never put something out there if I didn't feel like I believed in it or wanted it or manifested it and stuff. So I think when it comes to me as a personal person, without my brand, everything kind of flows from me out there, you know. And my Instagram is my little baby, because I obviously am trying to grow it a lot and stuff, and giving people some new content and letting them get to know me. Sometimes it's a little scary because you want to like post a story talking about absolute crap or whatever. Sorry, so I was allowed to say that. But then you kind of think, okay, cool, how are people going to receive this? Is people going to like it? But usually I try and be as authentic as I can be. I think it's very, very important for people to get to know me outside of my music. When they do listen to my music, they're like, oh my gosh, that's so her. She would so say that, or she would so sing that. So yeah.
It sounds like a winning recipe. I'm also quite fascinated by the resilience of musicians. In the last few months, it's been extremely difficult with this up and down with regards to the lockdown regulations, not being able to perform, not being able to work. How have you been creatively keeping stimulated?
Yeah, I mean, look, COVID did something. It really came to shake the room for real, because it turned our world upside down. And I've had conversations with other musicians, and it's crazy, man, that our lives have completely changed, and things that we thought once would be able to do, like performing in a crowd of like 10,000 people, is something that we have to relook and rethink. From a creative perspective, I'm constantly fueling my mind with more and more music and more ideas, and trying to, you know, be vast in terms of what I'm consuming and stuff. So I listen to a lot of music, and make sure that I'm constantly watching performances. I exercise a lot, and just thinking of new ways I can reinvent myself when the time does come to get on stage and things like that. So I'm trying to be creative, in a sense that like anything that comes to my mind that seems like a good idea for me, I manifest it, or, you know, hone into it and stuff. But it's very, very hard sometimes to stay, you know, motivated, especially during this time, because I just feel like there's so much more that I need to think about other than just releasing a song. It's what happens after you release a song, and how are you going to get to that point? And, you know, we're in a certain like circumstance in the world, and how do you even begin to start thinking about things worldly as opposed to where you are now? So I think for me, it's just making sure that you stay sane, you know, looking after my, whatever it is, keep me in check. Like I recently got back into a routine of going to the gym in the morning at 6 a.m. before I go to my full-time job.
Looking forward for the rest of 2021, what can we expect?
So much more music. What you want? I got you.
Love that. So we can just make sure to follow you on social media. I've done a thorough stalk of your social media pages and I'm loving every second of it. We'll keep close eye on that. We'll also play out with Gone Now. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you joining us tonight on the show and best of luck for the rest of 2021.
Thank you for having me, Ronaldo, and have a lovely, lovely rest of your week.
That was Soundcheck. The latest from the local music industry.